Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
What does his word say? Yield to this word. Yield to this word. Obey this word. Get in one accord with this word. And then resist the enemy. Resist your flesh. You are an inherited child of God. You have every inheritance at your fingertips. But what does it say? We must withstand the enemy who's trying to steal it. Glory to God. Let me go on with this verse. We stand to inherit even more. As his heirs, we are predestined to play a key role in his unfolding purpose that is energizing everything to conform to his will. See, he's like, in other words, let me give you my translation. Here's your inheritance. Now you do something with it. Energize the world around you with the inheritance I've already given you. Resist the enemy, because the word says, this is my inheritance. It's already given to me, and he will flee in failure. Don't you want to make him fail? Man, I've decided I'm going to live every day of my life. You're failing today. You're failing today. I don't care what you bring my way. You're failing today. Because I'm going to resist you with the word of God in one accord with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I'm going to keep my Trinity, my body, mind, and spirit in order with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We play a key role in obtaining this inheritance. What do? We submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. More example of God's will. Psalms 103 in the New Living Translation. These are all God. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death, destruction, and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the will of God. His will is that he forgives you of your sins. You mess up, you put it under the blood, and he forgives you. He heals you of all your diseases. That is the will of God. He goes on, he redeems you from death and given you life. You crown me with love and tender mercies. Yeah. Yes. That's why I wear the boots. He crowns us with love and tender mercies all the days of our lives. Enemy, you might be putting so much junk on me, but I'm telling you, I'm crowned with love and tender mercies, and I refuse to allow you to let me to operate over here. I'm going to operate over here in one accord with the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, and yield to them in their ways. That's God's will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another example, this little book. It's Charles Capps. Very used, very loved book. Yeah, it's so vintage now. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. That is God's will. Hallelujah. I present my body to God, for it is the temple of the living God. God dwells in me, and his life permeates my spirit, my soul, and my body, so that I am filled with the fullness of God daily. That's God's will. I am submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. Great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. That's God's will. Shall we go on? We could go on. This book's full. Oh, in Jesus' name and on the authority of his holy word, I call these debts paid in full. Hey, you want to get in agreement with God's will? Let's do it right now. I'll read it and you say yes and amen. In Jesus' name and on the authority of his holy word, I call these debts paid in full. Debt, I speak to you in Jesus' name. Be paid, be gone, dematerialize, and cease to exist. I now declare that all my debts, mortgages, and notes are paid in full, canceled, or dissolved. That's God's will. So when they say, submit yourself, therefore, to God, you're submitting to this. You're submitting to Psalms 103. You're submitting to that. Another way God does things is his way. Another way you could say this, God's manner of doing things, or the principle by the way he does things. Oh, you're going to get happy here. You're going to rejoice over the goal line. Because listen to the person, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Listen to who, when you submit, yield, obey in one accord. Listen who you're in partnership with. Psalms 18:30 in the voice. As for God, his way is perfect. Why wouldn't you? The enemy's way is blah, destruction, chaos, hurt, pain, sorrow. Why do you want to submit to that when God's ways are perfect? Why would you want to submit to anything else? Here comes that thought. Here comes that thought. Man, we're going under. We don't have enough money. We're going. No, we just confessed. What would you say? No, don't submit over there. Stay over here in God's way. God's way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven, and you're going to prove it, right? He is a shield to all who trust in him. That's who we submit to, and that's his way. He's perfect, his word is proven, and if we trust in him, he then shields us. Glory to God. Exodus 34:6 in the voice, the eternal God, full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and abundant in loyal love and truth. God's way is compassion. God's way is mercy. God's way is slow to anger. Thank God. I could have had so many lightning bolts on my head if God's way wasn't slow to anger. Abundant in loyal love and truth. Watchman, give me that slide, please. Watchman Nee said this, to know God's ways refers to knowing the principle by which he does things. God's ways are the ways in which he deals with us. His ways are higher than our ways. Thank God, because we only go so far. Thank God his ways are higher than our ways, and it goes way past what we can do. Not that we can't attain it. We can when we yield to him. His ways are higher than our ways. The way of God is what he wants to do. The way of God is what he wants to do concerning us. Isn't that good? He's compassionate concerning you. He's mercy concerning you. He's slow to anger concerning you. He's abundant in loyal love concerning you. His ways are the choices. God makes choices. He makes concerning us. Huh. Submit to God, his will, his ways. What did Pastor Chip teach you last week? When you're on that goal line, it's time to rejoice. Rejoice submitting to God. Where are you getting that, Pastor Candace? Pastor Chip didn't say that last week. Well, I studied. That word's good stuff. And you're praying in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit goes, hey, Candace, look at this. Go to this and see this. I want to show you something. You know why? Because who was here last Wednesday night? We talked about God is developing us. God's developing each one of us. If you're yielded to him and his will and his ways in one accord, he is developing you. And in that development, he wants to show you more. So Pastor Chip told you about rejoicing last week, but I want to show you this. Rejoice is submitting to God, what the Holy Spirit said. Rejoice is submitting to God. Where is that from, Pastor Candace? Hold on. I got three scriptures. Psalms 5:11 in the NIV, but let all who take refuge. What does it mean to take refuge? That means run to God, submit to God. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. So in other words, it says, but let those who take refuge rejoice. Let those that submit to God rejoice. That those that yield to his will, his way, according to his word, in one accord, rejoice. Right? Oh, but that's only the first one. Psalm 64:10 NIV. The righteous, that's us, remember? We were saved. Our inheritance is righteousness. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and what? Take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him. What did we say? Take refuge, submit to God, yield to his will, to his way, and they will rejoice in him. One more, Psalms 40:16 NIV. But may all who seek you rejoice. What does seek mean? Submit. Submit. Go after. It's seek. I love seek because seek is such a submission that you go after like a hunter goes after a prey. Submitting so wholeheartedly to God in obeying his will and his ways and his word in one accord. Submitting to that. You rejoice and be glad in you, Lord. May those who love your saving help always say, the Lord is great. Hallelujah. Yield and obey. Yield and obey. I'm going to read this here. We yield and obey the advice of God and be in one accord with him. We withstand and be opposite of the devil, and he will flee. He will run and failure from us. So let me rewrite this. Submit yourself to God. I'm going to do it this way. We yield and obey the advice of God and be in one accord with him and rejoice. And rejoice.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org.
We believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.